Blog Talk Radio.
You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself.
You are the all-consuming fire. I worship you today. You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. Yeah.
The deepest secret of man, Lord, expose every evil, consume every wickedness. You are the all-consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself.
You've got fire in your eyes, Lord. Nothing hides from you. You see everything, Lord, even the deepest secret of man, Lord. Give us the victory, Lord. Come and manifest yourself. Consuming fire. Daddy me, daddy me, come and manifest yourself. We call you by your name. We beckon on your power. Hallelujah. Come and manifest.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. We give God honor. We give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. We lift him up because he, yes, he is the all-consuming fire. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. We bless and praise God for that song this morning. Amen. Because he is the all-consuming fire. Amen. Praise God. He said, Lord, speak through me, God. Look through my eyes, oh God. So we bless and praise God for what he is doing on this morning. And I thank God for you, you and you. Allow me to come into your homes, your workplaces, or wherever you may be in your car. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning. Glory, glory, glory service. Amen. This morning, amen. Praise God. I want to start us off with prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer would change everything in our lives. Amen. So I thank and praise God for prayer, y'all. Come on. Talking to the Father one-on-one. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come, God, with this coming before you, God, bowing before you, God, humbling ourselves, oh God, before you this morning, Lord God, asking, Father God, that you will forgive us, God, for our sins on today, God. We might have said something, done something, Lord God, that was not pleasing in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray, God, today, Lord God, that you would touch us right now, God, oh God, from the crown of our head, God, to the very soul, God, of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you, God, on today, oh God. Oh Father, we need you, God, today. God, we call upon that able club, Ashanda. God, every angel that's assigned to us, God, today, Father God, to be dispatched on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you said you've given your angels, God, charge over us, Father God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord God, yes, God, that we are commanding our morning, God, even now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, to line up with thy divine will and thy divine purpose, God, for our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for each and every one, God, that's assembled, God, listening to my voice, God, under the sound of my voice, God, this morning, Lord God, I pray, God, a special blessing be upon them today, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you will lead them, you will guide them, that you will protect them, that you will shield them, God, that you will give them the discernment like they never had before, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, oh God, on today, God. As we open up the airways, God, today, God, we pray against every spirit, God, that's not like you that would come, God, to try to interrupt it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, that your word will go from the north, south, east, and west, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, for the wind of change in our lives, oh God, that you are doing a new thing in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father God, for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. So, Father God, I pray, God, even now that Gobo Shekuyanabashanda, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will endow me with the Holy Ghost right now, Father God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father God, that I may rightly divide the word of truth, God, to thy people, God. And I say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all things great and small. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that prayer, amen, does something on the inside, amen, make things rise up, praise God, hallelujah. But today I want to talk to us today, praise God, I want to take us to the book of Isaiah this morning. Isaiah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. I'm just going to stop right there. Behold, come on, somebody. I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Come on, somebody. And the rivers in the desert. You know, when I think about God doing a new thing in our lives. Amen. Praise God. The book of Isaiah. I call him the king of prophecies. Amen. Praise God. Because God has really, really blessed Isaiah, the prophet. He was a prophetic. I just can't even explain how God will just pour into him and give him all the words to speak to thy people. But here, prophet Isaiah has seemed to have belonged like to a royal family. He was a court preacher or a government prophet. Like what we have today as an assembly poet or a government pleader, and he was married and he had two sons and a very blessed man and in his time. Amen. Praise God. God says, and the word says, behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, this word is very often used to make something exciting, fascinating, and attractive and just a admiration, amen, praise God. New things refer to things which you never heard or planned. And unprecedented, unparalleled. Come on, somebody. Simply to say it will be the first of its kind. And God, hallelujah, has been speaking in my ear all week and showing me that he's doing a new thing. Amen. Praise God. If you notice that the world right now, hallelujah, everybody's praying, everybody's believing God for something new. Amen. In their lives, even the church, everybody's talking about, oh, when we go back to church, amen. Praise God. It's not going to be church as usual. And God wants to do something new in our lives. New things refer to such things that would never have been done in history. God wants to do a new thing. New thing is a new work of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All your present glories will disappear. And hallelujah. You know how, praise God, we go back on the things that we used to do and how we used to do it, praise God. But all the present glories will disappear. All the stars will disappear and the sun. And come on, somebody, and the stars will come out, praise God, hallelujah. When sun comes and all the stars disappear, come on, somebody, hallelujah. When I thought about that, praise God, and when the new work of God starts in you, somebody say in you, come on, somebody, when the new work starts in you, all the old glories disappear. Amen. Praise God. New things shall surpass all the former things that was done. Amen. Praise God. Such a work was never done in the world. So God wants to do a new thing in you, a new thing in your life. Praise God. A new thing in your ministry, a new thing. Come on. Likewise, when new things come into your life, old things will disappear. They will lose their prominence. They will lose their authority in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they will lose
lose their pride. Come on, hallelujah, Shanda. They will lose the pride. They will lose their glory and their radiance. Amen. Praise God. All will be gone. You can't live in your past glories forever. Amen. Praise God. New things mean new beginnings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when I thought about the new beginning in Isaiah 44 and 3, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. And when I thought about how, yes, Holy Spirit, that God wants to give us a new beginning, a new chapter. Amen. Praise God. He wants to finish the old chapter. Amen. Praise God. He wants to close the book on those things. Amen. Praise God. So he wants to give you something new right now. Somebody say new. Put your name there. Glory to God. God wants to give you something new. The blessings which you will enjoy, which you will experience, come on somebody, which you will own, will be new to you and to others, beyond your imagination, beyond your expectation. The Bible says, and this is my favorite scriptures, and I always kind of throw it in there, amen, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God's word are fresh every morning. New compassion, come on somebody, new mercies, new grace, amen, new life, new opportunities, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says in Lamentations, amen, 3:21, even the cells of our body rejuvenate every day, gives room for God to work new things in our lives, amen. Don't give your plans, your program to be approved by God. Rather, give a plan sheet, amen, a blank page, amen, come on somebody, a blank page of your life to him that he may write the plans, his purpose, and his destiny for you, praise God. Sometimes we want to give God, hallelujah, glory to God, what we want to do, praise God, but God wants to do a new thing, praise God, and so we have to get out of the way of God and allow God to do what he wants to do. Simple, complete surrender to God will bring greater changes in the future course of your life. He will change your life. Your existence become more meaningful, purposeful, and useful to you and to others because the surrendering, come on, my God, I give you glory, the surrendering leads you to enjoy a free pardon. You know how they say, you know what? Glory to God. I'm just going to pardon everything. Amen. Praise God. You can just start over fresh. Amen. Praise God. So God wants to pardon all those things. Start over fresh. Amen. Give you a new vision, a new eyesight. Come on, somebody. Amen. And sometimes he wants to give you a new look. Come on, my God. I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Free justification and free sanctification, finally, the eternal life. He will change your disgraceful things. He will change your dishonor, and he will change your disappointment. He changes your thinking about yourself. Come on, that's the new person. That's the new thing. That's what God is trying to do. Amen. He's trying to get in our mindset, to change our mindset. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. About your potential. Amen. Praise God. About your skills and your talent. Commitment can bring greater changes in the life. Come on, in your life. The Bible says, amen, all the time, fear not, A lot of times we fear of changes in our lives, amen, praise God. But God don't want us to fear the changes in our lives, amen, hallelujah. About this time, your future things will be better than the past events and the past things. Your prayers, come on, somebody, high, yes, Holy Spirit. Your prayers, your fasting, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Certainly, your changes in life, amen, praise God. The unseen danger and the unknown paths either will be removed from your way, and God, come on, or God would be your present helper to pass you through those things. And that's what he was saying, amen, praise God. I'm going there, amen. Just come with me for a little while, amen. This will transcend all the past miracles in your life. I am with thee, he said, forever. In Isaiah 43 and 5, he said, I am with you. When I am with you, you can pass through the waters, rivers, the oceans. And when I am with you, you can walk through the fire, the furnace, and the boiler. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, he got you. Somebody say, God got you. Amen. Praise God. He said, I will be with you. Amen. When you're going through all those things, I'm going to be with you. I want to do something new in your life. Praise God. We all fail to see changes in our lives because we resist sometimes the new work of God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We don't want to come out of our comfort zone. Come on, glory to God, glory to God. So open your eyes and see the changes which shall spring forth. It shall spring forth. God promised that he's going to bring us through some things. Amen. There is some new things that's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We won't do things that we used to do in an old way, but into a new way, praise God, hallelujah. He will give you new divine instructions. He is the one that putting the puzzles together, amen. It's just like God, yes, Holy Spirit, I see you, Lord. It's like God just throw a puzzle on the floor, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. And then he began to put it together for us, amen, praise God. But what he's doing, amen, he's doing something new, and we have to embrace the new, praise God. We can't go back into the same mindset. We have to go into a new mindset, trusting and believing that he is doing something, and he don't want us to fear. He wants us to come out of our comfort zone, that he can use us for his glory, that he can, oh, come on, somebody, he wants to put a spotlight on you in the season, amen, praise God. No matter what's going on, amen, right now, we have to see past what's going on right now, get into the new things and get into the new mindset, stop thinking the old and trying to bring the old back into the new. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants us, amen, praise God, to come out of our comfort zone. Stop being fearful of the things that we don't know. Come on, my God, I give you glory. God promised here that he is making you to grow like a new plant. Man was known as trees in Matthew 15 and 13. In Zechariah, man was known as a branch in the Bible. God created human beings, perfect image of God, but they became crooked, subtle, deceivers, and useless. If you look at the Bible, God talks about all those things. So don't think that I'm throwing it out there, because we all been messed up at one time, praise God. We all sometimes been crooked and deceivers and sometimes useless, amen, praise God, in our walk, amen, in this life, praise God, hallelujah. You are a branch, amen, of a wild, he said, the Bible says, you are a branch of a wild tree. You are a crooked branch, amen, praise God. You are a branch with thorns. You are a bitter branch. In spite of this, the Father had chosen you, pruned you, and merged you into the true vine branch known to Jesus, amen, praise God. In Isaiah 11 and 1, praise God, he said here, spring forth means a new beginning, amen, hallelujah, unseen God unseen God's power, amen, in action and in silent, amen, and future work of the Lord, amen, praise God. These are things, amen, that we cannot see, but God wants to do something great in our life. God promised that he shall will bring forth the blessing in the desert, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Utterly barren and praise God, but God, he knows what he's doing, whereas in the wilderness, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Shanda, God bring us through. He talks about a howling wilderness in Samuel 26 and 1, 1 Samuel 26 and 1. He talks about that a new way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert means a new opening in life. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to go through a new opening in life, praise God, hallelujah, a new possibility, a new potential, a new era, amen, a new time frame, amen, what you can't imagine will happen. Somebody say, what I cannot imagine will happen. God, let me just say this, God is trying to get our attention, to get our mindset, amen, focus on the things of him, amen, praise God. He will revive, amen, he will revive when we are tired, amen, weary in our spiritual wilderness, and give us the direction to continue on with faith and hope and love. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. His presence changes the dryness of our time and life, amen. Your thoughts, your plans are smaller. Sometimes we think too small. Come on, God, give God glory. Come on, come on, come on, come on up. We think too small. We don't think big, amen, praise God. The bigger things is God and possibilities, and that's what he specializes in, impossibilities, amen, praise God. God ways, God plans, amen, God thoughts about you, about your children, about your dear ones, amen, near ones, and greater, superior, vibrant, come on, vigilant, come on, glory to God, glory to God. God wants you to know, praise God, he didn't leave nothing out, praise God. Everything connected to you, oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, everything that connected to you, I just heard that girl song, amen, praise God. Everything that connected to you will win. Come on, I give God the glory. God is the ultimate artist to design your life beautifully. Don't you know, praise God, hallelujah, that the next thing that the prophet used, he said, shall ye not know it? Shall you not know it? Don't you know that I will even make a way in the wilderness and the desert and a river in the desert? I will make a way, time and again. Come on, somebody. Stands for true religion. God will make a way for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The rivers expresses the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will give you directions and provisions when you are confused and perplexed and fearful. I will do this thing for you. I will give you directions. Come on, I'm going to say it again. I will give you directions. I will give you provisions when you are confused, when you are perplexed, when you are fearful. Amen. These are the experience of people of Israel in the past. Amen. Some of us had heard about it and had enjoyed meditating upon it. Amen. The word of the Lord. And some of them had cherished and telling these stories to their children. God created water streams during the days of Judges. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even before that, God was, he was El Roi to Hagar. Amen. And Ishmael. Amen. He was a God who sees. Come on, somebody. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. He is the God who sees. He sees you. He sees you where you're at. He sees what you're wrestling with. He sees, amen, what you need. He sees, amen, desires of your heart. He did it during the days of Ahab. Oh, come on, somebody. The days of the king. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know that you are a chosen? Amen. You are chosen by God. I have formed you, he said. I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name, saith the Lord. I called you by your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are called by my name, saith the Lord thy God. Don't you know that you are precious to me? You are honorable to me. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you are no more a pagan, a foreigner, a slave, rejected, dejected, come on, somebody, a person, but you are mine, saith the Lord. That was in Isaiah, amen, 43:1. God letting us know, glory to God, I have chosen you. I have called you by your name. Amen. Praise God. I redeemed you. I formed you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you know the precious name? You are precious, my God. You're honored. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you have been chosen, 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 you, so that you may know me. Come on, glory to God. You may believe me. Amen. And you may understand me. Come on, my God, I give you glory. God is speaking to us today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you know that you are created, he says, and chosen for my glory and my praise. Come on, my God, I give you glory this morning. You will show forth to the people that glory to your life. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know that ye are a witness? Come on, my God, I give you glory. You are a witness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The knowing God, tasting the sweetness of God, having the intimate relationship with God, closely walking and talking with God. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Leads you to witness for him. Don't you know that you are a witness of God, the Almighty, the only true and living God? How often we live in ignorance sometimes, praise God, of it, and live in unbelief. God don't want us to live in unbelief, y'all. He wants us to live in the life, amen, that he has given us right now, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. God is the ultimate one. He is the one, amen, that's going to make a change in our lives. He is the one, praise God, that's going to bless us. He is the one, amen, that's going to stand with us. He is the one, amen, that's going to bring us into the new things of him, amen, praise God. God knows what he's doing, y'all. Embrace the new. Embrace the new things that God is doing in your life right now, praise God. It might not seem like he's doing much right now, but he is, praise God. He's working behind the scenes, amen, to make life easy for you, amen, that your life, amen, will explode in different kinds of directions, amen. He said, I will do a new thing, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody say, it's going to happen. God is going to make it happen in my life, praise God. He is trying to let you know, though the ground might be shaky, amen, right now, praise God, I'm going to stabilize it, praise God. Though it might be hard right now, praise God, Jacob Oshanda, I will till it for you, glory to God. I will turn the dirt over for you, praise God, huh, Jacob Oshanda. Though the waters might be raging in your life, praise God, and it might look like you're going to sink, but I got you, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is a way maker. He's going to do these things in your life, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. He's going to show you, glory to God, glory to God, that is, yeah, that is a new thing that I'm going to do, praise God. You will not think the same way. You will not act the same way. You will not walk the same way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. And one thing about it is, praise God, they're going to know that it's me that's doing it, praise God. Hallelujah, because you ain't even going to talk the same no more. You're going to have the wisdom of God to speak. You're going to have the knowledge of God to speak. Amen. Embrace the change. Somebody say, embrace the change. Yes, God said, I'm going to do a new thing. Praise God. I will be right back. You are on the air. Praise God. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the hour of power and praise.
You got to hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know
it's gonna happen.
Those things it won't be, but God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me.
Before it happens.
Oh, receive before. gonna happen. Oh, after we.
Thank you.